Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS. I think it's kind of appropriate. The show is titled Fritz and Friends. With me now on the line from California this evening, Scott Esbeck, who's I won't say an old friend, who's a longtime friend from Michigan back in our teenage days. Good evening, Scott. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm doing well.
Very good. Now, Scott, the reason we're talking today, I mean, there's all kinds of stories we could tell. Specifically, we want to talk about your life as a musician, and you're currently playing bass for a band called the Stone River Boys, a band from Austin, Texas. Tell me a little bit about what kind of sound you have.
Wow, what kind of sound we have? Well, can I just first off say I'm in thoroughly impressed that you've got Jimi Hendrix as your lead-in music there. Thank you very much for that.
You are welcome. That was carefully chosen as opposed to ABBA Dancing Queen.
I love ABBA, though.
Okay, I have that, too.
I'll take either of them. Actually, Jimi Hendrix and ABBA, they kind of run hand-in-hand for me. But the Stone River Boys, it's kind of a gumbo of Americana styles. It's like if you take a dash of country, a dash of rhythm and blues, a little rock and roll. You can even throw some Donny and Marie Osmond in there and a little bit of James Brown and some funk. I like to think if you put James Brown and Buck Owens together on stage, that's kind of the Stone River Boys.
Yeah, I heard you described as country funk. I like that.
Country funk, yeah, that's yeah, that works too.
Does that do it? Now, in case the other guys in the band get jealous, do you want to just mention their names so we can say that we did?
No, not really.
Okay, well then we'll just move.
No, the band was put together by a guy named Dave Gonzalez and Mike Barfield. Those are the two primary guys who put it together. And Dave had a band called the Hacienda Brothers with a gentleman by the name of Chris Gaffney who passed away a couple years ago, and the Stone River Boys were kind of an answer to a tour to raise money for Chris's fight against liver cancer. And David, prior to that, been in a band called the Paladins, which was a very successful rockabilly blues outfit from San Diego. Now, Mike came from Houston, Texas, and in Texas is known as the Tyrant of Texas Funk. And I guess you really kind of got to see Mike Barfield to believe him, you know? It's a visual thing, I think.
I have.
Yeah, you've seen him, so you. How do you describe a guy like that?
I guess he's kind of indescribable. I'm not actually trying to sell tickets to your shows, but you do have to see him.
Yeah, yeah. He sings like Johnny Cash with a deep baritone-style voice, but then he dances like James Brown and... Well, yeah, anyway, that's the Stone River Boys anyway.
Very, very good. Now, you have Michigan roots. Iowa's hometown, and we may get back to Iowa later on. You have some Michigan roots as well, and you've had a lot of stops on the road in between.
Oh, I have, yeah. Well, Michigan, yeah, I go way back on my mother's side. My mother was born and raised in Muskegon, and my grandparents ran a bakery there in North Muskegon called the Jan Rich Bakery. And I have fond memories of as a kid going up there for just about this time of year. You know, Christmases I'd be up there and hanging out in the dunes along Lake Michigan. And then later in the early 70s, we ended up in Jonesville, Michigan, down where my dad was teaching at Hillsdale College.
Very good. My alma mater.
Your alma mater.
Very good. Now, you took a path to Iowa after that, and then you end up in... music had been big in your life, even in those teenage years and the school years, and you end up in Nashville. Now, that's kind of a leap, but you end up in Nashville.
Yeah. We'll fast forward a few years. But, yeah, I got to Nashville probably in 1988 after having... I'd lived in Europe for a few years, and I came back to the States, moved to Nashville, and kind of began... I kind of moved to Nashville ostensibly as a rock musician and ended up being a country musician, playing the Grand Ole Opry and making my national television debut on Ralph Emery's Nashville Now show.
Epic.
Yeah, with the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. I was playing bass with the Sweethearts of the Rodeo.
Of course you were.
Of course I was.
of course you were.
And, you know, that was really kind of a golden age of Nashville. I met a whole slew of great Nashville country stars. I mean, I met Bill Monroe. I met Tammy Wynette, Minnie Pearl, just, you know, all the greats that are slowly fading now, you know, but they're, it was really a great time to be there.
And you did, picking highlights is difficult, but you did a USO tour also with Charlie Robinson.
Yeah, that was about, I guess 3-4 years ago now. We got invited over by AFE, Armed Forces Entertainment, to do a little tour of Iraq in 2007. And we were happy to go. It was really quite a thrill. We were over there for about 10 days doing the puddle jumping in C-130s from base to base. I was in Fallujah and Baghdad and started on Kuwait City, you know. So I remember looking out the back of a C-130 and there's the Euphrates and the Tigris River, and I'm thinking, wow, look how they're coming together. It's like the cradle of civilization. Oh, it is the cradle of civilization.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. You are about to embark on a European tour with the first album for the Stone River Boys called Love on the Dial. When do you leave and where are you hitting?
We're really excited. We're going over for the first time with this band. We're going to be in Brussels, flying into Brussels, doing a few shows in Belgium, a few in the Netherlands, and a few in Germany. It's pretty a whirlwind trip. We're just going to be over there for 2 weeks or so in hopes of kind of sowing some seeds to go back and do some festival work in the later spring and summer.
Very good. Where's a website we can send folks to if they aren't aware of you to get a hold of the album?
Yeah, please come visit us at stoneriverboys.com. And we also have a Facebook page, the Stone River Boys. And all the dates are there on the website, and you can get the record there as well.
Okay. Now, do you want to? We have just about a minute or so. You want to talk about Iowa MSU, my friend?
Oh, well, you know, I was actually my alma mater is the University of Northern Iowa, which
yeah.
is Cedar Falls, Iowa. But I do kind of try to follow the Hawkeyes from time to time. And, you know, it was a tough season for us Hawkeye fans because they couldn't put two things together, but they did put one Saturday afternoon together.
Much to my dismay. I may never forgive you for that bet that I lost.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't need to describe
tell your listeners about that one. Yeah.
We'll save that for another day. We will save it for another day. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Scott, you and your family.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, and to you and yours as well.
Okay, and safe travels on the European tour and much success, and I'll look forward to talking to you with your next successful album.
Well, thank you very much, and best to all of you and all your listeners there in Central Michigan.
Thank you so much. Speaking with Scott Esbeck, bass player for the Stone River Boys, heading out on a European tour next month. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.